This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Senate has dealt a historic rebuke to Saudi Arabia, a longtime U.S. ally, passing a resolution to end American support for the kingdom's military, their intervention in Yemen's civil war, and another measure condemning the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Senator Bernie Sanders was one of the sponsors of the resolution.
We will not continue to have our military posture dictated by a despotic, murderous regime in Saudi Arabia.
Sanders also noted that Yemen is now experiencing the worst humanitarian disaster in the world. More than 22 million people are at risk. The United States is immediately instituting a new policy for Africa that was just approved by President Trump and announced by National Security Advisor John Bolton. Here is VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
All U.S. aid to Africa, which has totaled about $8 billion in each of the past two fiscal years, is undergoing a final review, according to Bolton.
Under our new approach, every decision we make, every policy we pursue, and every dollar of aid we spend will further U.S. priorities in the region.
In his speech, the National Security Advisor said the policy shift also is meant to counter the rapidly expanding financial and political influence of China and Russia on the African continent. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
French police are saying that they shot and killed the gunman suspected of killing three people. That happened this week at a Christmas market in Strasbourg. More than 700 officers had been hunting Sherif Shakat since the attack, which also injured 13 people. Authorities are saying that the 29-year-old Shakat was on a watch list of suspected extremists. This is VOA News. A Russian woman has pleaded guilty in Washington to acting as a Russian agent to conspire to build ties with conservative groups in the United States and infiltrate President Trump's Republican Party. AP correspondent Mike Balsamo reports that Maria Butina had been accused of working with people suspected of being employed by Russia's intelligence agency.
Butina was accused of gathering information on American officials and political organizations at the behest of a Russian official who had been sanctioned by the U.S. Treasury Department for his close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin. Prosecutors say Butina had worked to create back-channel communications using her ties with the NRA to get that information to the Russian official.
Butina faces up to 5 years imprisonment and remains jailed while awaiting sentencing on February the 12th. She could be deported to Russia after serving any prison term. President Trump says he never directed his former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, to break the law. He said that a day after Cohen was sentenced to 3 years in prison, in part for helping make payments to buy the silence of two women who alleged they had affairs with Mr. Trump. Here's AP's Sagar Magani.
It's the president's first reaction to Michael Cohen's sentencing yesterday. Cohen was given 3 years prison time for crimes including arranging hush money payments to conceal Donald Trump's alleged affairs before the election. Both Cohen and federal prosecutors say Trump directed the payments to influence the race. But the president says Cohen was a lawyer and is supposed to know the law, and he has liability for many mistakes. The president denies directing Cohen to do anything illegal and says the payments were not related to campaign finance. He'd earlier called them a private transaction. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The deafening roar of thousands of motorcycles riding through Washington to honor service members killed in action or taken as prisoners of war will be silenced after one more rally next year. Rolling Thunder, as it's known, which began in 1987, will hold its last annual ride on Memorial Day 2019. Organizers cited escalating cost and a lack of cooperation from the U.S. military and metropolitan police departments as reasons for ending the popular event. Most years, the month of December offers a spectacular light show in the skies, known to most enthusiasts as the Geminid meteor shower. This year, the celestial show, which is going on right now, continues in the late hours, followed on Sunday by a bonus close-up visit by the brightest comet of the year. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.